WikiLeaks CEO set to return to the U.S. with espionage charges. The White House creates a task force against online harassment. China's SkyEye thought it heard radio signals from aliens. And this year's winner at the first International Cybersecurity Challenge. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 95. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. We post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. We love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today is Chris from the Cassie Unscrewed Theater.
Hey, glad to be back.
All right, great to have you back. I heard that you were out of town, and it's great to have you back here in Tucson.
Yes, this is actually the first official thing I'm doing since I've been back in town.
All right, good to see you. And we also like to show some love to the expert technicians at Perfection Auto Works, our official sponsor. And it's getting mighty hot out there, and just like the commercial said, if you want your AC nice and cold as you're driving down the road. Even though monsoons are coming here, it's still mighty hot out there. You can have all that checked with their 22-point inspection, which is free at Perfection Auto Works and their mighty good AC service. For an appointment, call them at 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650. We have a great show for you today in tech news that happened this week. So WikiLeaks CEO, his name is Julian Assange.
Assange.
And so if you were listening to the news maybe about 10 years ago, you may have heard about this guy. He had published some very classified information, government documents, including military logs and diplomatic cables. And
Lots of stuff. Millions of pages of documents.
And for the world to see.
Yes.
And is there a problem with that? Yeah.
Hey, if you can get it and scan it. Why not post it?
Right. So if you read a little bit into the article, it was supposed to be a place where lots of journalists can go and look at these documents and report on them, but they weren't meant to be as public as they were. But anyways, he is...
Which is why the website was called WikiLeaks.
Yes.
It's not supposed to be public at all.
Well, if it's published publicly, but you call it leaks, that, you know, it's all in the naming.
They could call it Wiki Scoop.
yeah, they could. But the guy, he is being charged up the yin-yang here with... With espionage charges, which is the same thing that spies get and, people like that. So he's going to be extradited to the United States from the British government. Now, the reason why we're bringing this up on a technology show is because to educate the public that when you publish something online, whether it's a post or if it's a website, you say it, the public has access to it, you can become responsible for the things that you post.
It is there.
It is
forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you try to take it down, somebody may have already seen it. Somebody may have already screen grabbed it.
And even if you hide your credentials, you hide behind the domain, you don't use your real name on, there are still many, many ways that that information can be traced back to you. So be responsible and be responsible for the things that you post. Okay.
That's right.
Both young and old, because social media is out there. Also, the world's largest radio telescope, China's SkyEye, thought it heard radio signals from aliens. Now, before we get into a big discussion about aliens, a little bit about this telescope. It's in Beijing, China. It's known as the FAST, or F-A-S-T. It is the world's largest and the world's most sensitive listening device, detecting the universe's whispers and shouts.
Ah, yes.
So if there is anything out there... this thing is going to be able to pick
you,
it up.
You can hear you can hear another galaxy burp at 500 feet.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this dish-shaped telescope measures 500 meters in diameter, which is twice as wide as the world's previous largest radio telescope, the 305-meter dish in Puerto Rico, which I'm not sure if it's still operational after that storm.
You know what? I don't know, but I know Rob Sparks from the Unscrewed Theater knows exactly what's going on with that.
Yeah, he's our spaceman, so he'll definitely have something to say about it. So what happened is two sets of strange sounds were heard in 2020, and another strange sound was heard in 2022. Now, there were some, let's just say, some media... gaggles of media were eager to report something about aliens. So the news media picked up on the story about the aliens, but later come to find out that it was just radio echoes of Earth waves.
Oh, wah, wah, wah.
You know, we were getting so excited to meet the aliens.
So excited.
And it was just us. Maybe we're the aliens.
You know what? Maybe we are. Maybe our trap music is hitting the universe and bouncing back to us.
Yeah, an echo.
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe that telescope is just too sensitive. Maybe it's picking up things that it's not supposed to be picking up.
Okay. It looks like the Puerto Rican,
Puerto Rico Observatory. What does that say? We have it up here on the screen.
December 1st,
the platform failed, and then a second one
through the delicate dish.
Okay, so it's probably not operational. We have to rely on China, not Puerto Rico, for these readings.
Sky Eye, right?
Sky Eye.
Wow, that sounds like the next James Bond movie, right?
And he's looking for aliens, apparently.
Apparently.
Maybe he can be brought up on espionage charges, too, and join.
But he needs to be extradited from Great Britain.
First you have to get him from the universe, and then bring him to the United States.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Also, the White House, this is a little bit more serious. The White House creates a task force against online harassment. So online harassment, as many of us know, can take many forms. Abuse can take on many forms, including non-consensual distribution of intimate images, digital images, cyber stalking, sextortion, doxing. Now, we talked about doxing on another show. So doxing is actually very, very interesting. So I encourage you to take a look at what doxing is, and nobody is immune to doxing. That's what it's, just look at it. Also, malicious deep fakes, generated disinformation, sex trafficking, recruitment, and various forms of technology facilitated intimate partner abuse. So globally, this was something that was mentioned in the White House report, that half the girls report that they are more likely to be harassed through social media than on the street.
And we're talking about girls, like as in school-age girls.
Exactly.
High school or younger.
Exactly. So, you know, parents today, we have to really think, you know, the real danger when we were kids was on the street. That's right. Where the danger was.
Right.
The danger now is not so much on the street anymore, because they're not necessarily... you know, targeting people on the street. They're targeting people, you know, online. That is where the real danger is.
Right, because everybody has their phone right in front of them.
Exactly.
They don't go in the street anymore.
Oh, that's where they are.
Yeah.
If you go in the street, they're on their phone in the street.
Right, exactly.
So
you can't get their attention unless you're on the phone.
Exactly. So online harassment and abuse can result in a range of dire consequences for victims, from psychological distress and self-censorship, economic losses, disruptions to education, increase in self-harm, suicide, homicide, and other forms of physical and sexual violence.
Yeah.
And this is a very, very serious thing. We're seeing in the news all kinds of shootings, people with mental problems. And a lot of these things, they're coming to find out that messages have already happened prior to a lot of these events. There were signs that it was going to happen,
right?
But they were ignored. And that's just us. That's not to say that there are many, many signs out there, and how much attention each sign should get. but they're trying to find ways, the government is trying to find ways to, and ideas. That's why they're putting together this task force.
Right, right.
So, now how does this affect the technology side? So, there is artificial intelligence on the back end of most of these posting sites. We're talking about the big ones, you know, the Facebooks, the Twitters, Instagram, all the big ones. There's artificial intelligence that's able to look at, interpret, and even categorize and even grade any message that is either sent privately, publicly, any post, and it gives itself a moment to analyze it before it actually goes live.
Okay.
And the way that those artificial intelligence programs are working, they're changing minute by minute by minute and totally refining themselves, but they have to do a little bit better. We're right on the brink of the government, or I should say social media, reading your mind, right, almost able to predict your move before you even do it, just by the way that you phrase something, or the way, or what words you may use.
Right.
And these artificial intelligences, they have to be able to pick it up, but they have to do it a lot faster, okay, in order to prevent these terrible things from happening. And that's what the White House is trying to get suggestions about. So 2 days ago, they wrote a public memo. You can read this on the whitehouse.gov website, that it's putting together this task force together to address the online harassment and abuse. And they're asking for recommendations and blueprints, strategies for any organization that has an interest in this area.
Okay.
And they're doing it on the federal level, state level, local level, and even down to the school level. So they're wanting input from all of these sources of how this can be accomplished, what things they can put in place to make these systems better, to make them safer, so that a lot of this online harassment and online mental things at least get reduced.
Right. Well, what. Are they talking about social media platforms, or, you know, communication through other smaller networks, or what are they talking about?
Yes.
Everything.
Everything. Uh-huh. Now, I like the way you phrase that question, because it's not just social media. So many, we've had professionals on here about how people lure children, you know, online. And they're not necessarily doing it through social media. They're doing it through the chat apps of games.
Right.
Because there's no record.
You chat
through some of these through these online games,
right,
through the gaming console.
Right, right.
Okay, you can actually use your own words and chat, and once that chat is over, it goes away, and there's no way to get it back. And the companies, they keep no logs of it.
Well, is it even talking about Zoom meetings and things like that? I mean, you can chat to someone privately in a Zoom meeting if it's set up that way.
Well, see, there's so many bad actors out there. They're going to find these things, and they're going to try to find a way to exploit them.
Right.
So that's what they're trying to gear up for. They want blueprints. They want ideas. They want some of these things so that it can be reduced.
All right. Well, I hope you're getting your verbiage ready to send to the White House.
Oh, well, it's probably not going to be me, but you will be. I will be reporting them. So continue to listen to the Computer Doctor Show. Right now, we're going to take our first commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech history from this week and the results of the International Cybersecurity Challenge. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome to another edition of This Was Your Car. Our first contestant is Ann Stripgear. Ann, remember the sound?
Yes, that sound. Make it stop. I can't stand it.
Well, this is what Perfection Auto Works has done for you.
That's my car? I can't believe it.
Now we have Betsy Beamer. We understand you gave up driving because your exhaust sounded like this.
Oh. Yes.
Not to worry. Perfection Auto Works has transformed your car to sound like this.
I love Perfection Auto Works.
And now we have Peter Fickenberger. Peter, listen to this sound.
Stop it, man. I hate that sound. Stop it.
Look what Perfection Auto Works has done to your car.
I love Perfection.
Perfection Autoworks, man!
You can be the next contestant on This Was Your Car by calling 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Chris, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into the next segment, Chris, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, I can tell you that it's getting warmer outside. And
oh,
also,
I didn't notice.
Yes. Well, also what I can tell you is the air conditioner at Unscrewed Theater is amazing, as well is the comedy.
Oh.
We have improv comedy shows every Friday and Saturday night. As a matter of fact, tonight at 6 o'clock, we have two shows, a family hour featuring our improv team, Comic Chaos. That's great for kids and superhero fans of all ages. And then at 7:30, we have a family-friendly improv comedy show hosted by me. You can watch us in person at Unscrewed Theater, or if you're more technologically savvy, you can watch on the live stream, and you can find all the information out at our website, which is unscrewedtheater.org.
I just had an idea. If you dress up as Superman, Spider-Man, or Batman or something like that to these shows, they should get some sort of little prize or something.
We'll give you a free water.
Okay.
If you come dressed as your favorite superhero.
All right. Sounds good. Announcements. So SpaceX Falcon 9 has landed from delivering another 53 more Starlink internet satellites. The Falcon 9 boosters have 50 consecutive lands, and those are the boosters that land them. Yeah. They land themselves instead of them just dropping in the ocean. They have a little bit of fuel left in there, and they're able to fire up and turn upright and land themselves on landing pads that are in the ocean.
Well, good for them.
So they're getting very good at it. They've done it about 50 times in a row. I saw one comment on there. It was probably by some troll out there. Said, "Well, yeah, the video is just running in reverse, and you're just adding smoke." And you know, no, it's actually happening.
Well, can we be sure? Possibly.
I've only seen video. I have not seen. I guess if I see it with my own two eyes, I can't deny it.
All I know is that their streak is much better than my Wordle streak.
Oh, I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, it's the end of the line for the R32s. So those of us that are from New York City, which I am, I know there's a lot of people that are from New York City that live here in Tucson. As a matter of fact, there are New Yorkers all over the world. No matter where you are, somebody near you has either lived there, been there, or has been raised there, or knows it very, very well.
And so they'll be the first to let you know.
Yes. So if you have been in New York City, no doubt you have ridden on the subway cars. So there is the model R32s, which is the New York City subway electric cars, the original electric cars. And those were in operation back in the 1960s. They were put in service. So they were taken out of service just recently, and they're starting to be scrapped. So farewell to the R32s and those original electric cars, but this is a little bit of history about our technology in transit.
And how long had those been in service?
Since the 60s, and they were in service up to this year, actually.
Okay.
So that's...
Reliable.
Yeah.
Except for all the times they break down.
Well, if they lose power, you know, obviously they can't do too much.
Yep.
Also, actually, we're going to skip that one because of time. Let's go straight into our science and tech history. We got a little bit of those.
All right. Well, let's just keep it in New York. So on June 16th, 1884, which is 138 years ago, the very first roller coaster opened at Coney Island. It was not the Cyclone. Mm-hmm. Rather, it was called the Switchback Railway, and it spanned 600 feet. It just traveled 6 miles per hour. It was 1 minute and it only cost a nickel, which these days would be $5 for that 1 minute ride.
Wow. So $1 would get me 20 rides and 20 minutes of fun.
There you go. And probably make you a little ill.
But at 6 miles per hour, I don't think anybody can get ill at 6 miles per hour.
No, not really.
But it was called the Switchback Railway. So people were obviously familiar with what a railway was. And this is like a switchback. So I guess... And it would
just go down and then back and then down and then back.
It didn't return back to where it started. It was only a one way. So you would have a line forming on both sides.
Oh.
And one would go one way and then they'd get off on the other side. But there were like dips and you know, things like that. So
excellent. All right, let's get to this. 29 years ago, this is very important, June 15th, 1993, Adobe released the very first PDF format.
That is still used today. 29 years ago, we're still using PDF, still the most popular way to send a document. By the way, if you ever write a document, the best way to send it is through PDF, bar none. Don't send it as a Word document. Don't send it as an Excel document. Make it into a PDF first. That way it can be read by all devices, guaranteed.
Right, and it can't be changed.
And it can't be changed, but you can still sign documents. There's still electronic signatures, things like that.
Absolutely.
Okay, what else do we have?
So 39 years ago, on June 18th, 1983, Sally Ride was the first American woman in space.
Okay.
She made her journey on June 18th, and throughout her life, Dr. Ride broke barriers and worked to ensure that all girls and women were encouraged to do the same.
Hats off to the Ride family for
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
And what else?
Let's go to 88 years ago. 88 years ago, a little thing called the FCC was created, the Federal Communications Commission. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't know the FCC, they know you because they regulate interstate and international communications by radio, television, wire, satellite, internet, and cable in all 50 states, districts, and territories. The reason why you can't hear George Carlin's Seven Things You Can't Say on Television is because of the FCC.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I guess they created the beep, too, right? The
yeah.
Or like the...
yeah, the censored.
The censored sign in front of somebody's mouth. There we go. And one more. 91 years ago, first photocell installed commercially in Connecticut. And if you don't know what a photocell is, it's something that it's basically a switch that reacts to light. So that when it's in darkness, it switches one way. But when it sees light, it switches the other way. So without these things, we wouldn't be able to have like the automatic features that turn on at light. You know, the lights that turn
light.
On. Solar lights, basically.
Yeah.
But they respond to other light and
switch
they let
back.
The things pass. Okay.
Photo cell.
With the time that we have left, the United States came in third on the first International Cybersecurity Challenge. It was seven teams, 65 countries, six continents, one winner. It was Team Europe that took the first place, Team Asia, then Team USA. Before we wrap up, we just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location on Speedway, Craycroft, near, for your free 22-point inspection. As always, do not click unverified links and emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing phone calls. Back up your system to the cloud. And listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and post it as podcasts on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to ComputerDoctorShow.com, click Episodes, and find Episode 95. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Chris was co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Thank you so much for listening. Stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Better luck next time, USA.